from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Good Lord, I cannot see a thing. I just, like, literally ran into the garbage can in the studio. This eye thing is killing me, Grace Baker. I don't know what to do. I've got to have two working functional eyes. This is not being very helpful.
I do need a cane. Do you need a seeing eye dog?
That wouldn't be bad.
That'd be great.
So are you familiar with this? By the way, people need to know what we're talking about. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I'm still recovering from the eye surgery. I had the detached retina for a bang in my head on the anchor desk during the political season. Apparently detached the retina. But the good people over at Charles Retina Institute got it patched back up again. And by the way, you know who family, the family, you know, the family was drawing straws to see who had to sit with Starnes, because you have to have somebody from your family there doing the surgery. And so Dylan got the short straw.
Oh, poor Dylan.
I know. But you know what? This is interesting. Somebody from New York just called. They must have been listening to that last segment. So I've had to have surgery, and it's going to take a while. I have to have one more surgery, I think, next week, and then I should be able to see. But right now, it's like one eye, and that's it. And it's very hard. And we have Congressman Green on the line. Hang tight, Congressman Green. We're going to get to it in just one second. But I got to tell you, last night I was I've been trying to figure out how to operate with just having one eye. If you're watching on the live stream, you know we've got the eye patch and everything. So it's very difficult. But, Grace, I guess the good news here is even though it's the right eye, I'm still conservative. So we haven't gone to the left eye.
Phew. I was worried. Thank I'm really goodness. Disappointed you can't shoot laser out of your other eye.
It's very disappointing. Very disappointing. All right. Hang tight, because I have a story about seeing eye dogs. But I want to go to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who deserves a much better introduction than she just got. But, Congresswoman, it's live radio. It is what it is. Welcome to the show.
Thought I was enjoying it. I'm so sorry to hear you're having this part with your you're having a hard time with your eye. I really hope it feels better.
Well, you're very kind. You're very kind to say that. And we've got some great doctors, and they're doing a bang up job, as are you. And I'm just so excited to see the work you've already started to do in the Congress. And just from you're a freshman congressperson. I'd like to get the lay of the land, and how exactly hostile is it up there working with the Democrats?
It's very hostile. It's the lay of the land. We'll just describe it like this. They're basically communists that want all the Republicans to sit down and shut up because they have big plans for America, and unfortunately, it doesn't matter what we think. You can see that evidence of that by how they have kicked people off of social media, purging conservatives off of social media. You can see that evidence there by the way they impeached President Trump without a trial, without any witnesses saying that he is guilty of telling them to attack the Capitol or presenting any kind of evidence. You can see that's obvious by the way Nancy Pelosi decides to bring positive COVID-19 members into the chamber, into the Capitol, but yet she has to pitch a fit if anybody doesn't wear a mask for a few minutes. So it's a terrible environment. It's a shame for the American people who work hard every day and pay their taxes that this is the way their tax dollars are being spent, and their tax dollars are going to end the paychecks for people that are acting this way.
Were you surprised at the vitriol and the hate? You hear all these stories, but then you show up and there it is.
Yeah, it was a shocking first week on the job, that's for sure. But the way I see it is it should tell Republicans something. They do not want peace and healing like Joe Biden keeps talking about. That is not on their agenda. Their agenda is the Green New Deal, Medicare for all, wide open borders, abortion up till birth, and afterwards, if after birth, if the doctor thinks that it's going to be okay, They want to take away your gun rights, which that's next on the agenda, so watch it happen. And they're going to wipe out the Electoral College and make it really hard for Republicans to ever win again. So they're going to roll straight in to 2021 with everything that they have literally told the American people they want to do. And this is what Nancy Pelosi is planning, and she just cannot wait for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be in the White House to get it going.
No, I think you're reading this the right way, and I think that's exactly where we are heading. Last night, Tucker Carlson was warning folks that the point of these attacks on Trump supporters, they want to classify Make America Great Again supporters as domestic terrorists. And if we do not speak out, that is what's going to happen. And I think that's what's going on here. They want to ultimately silence people like you, Congresswoman, by labeling you a domestic terrorist.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, Tucker is absolutely right. And Republicans in Congress and elected Republicans better start reading the tea leaves, because they're spelling it out in clear letters. What they want to do, and they've already started doing it. They started with impeaching President Trump yesterday for saying go to the march to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. Representative Cori Bush, freshman Democrat congresswoman, she introduced a resolution last week that says that they can expel members of Congress that are found to have anything to do with the so-called insurrection. They have a big target on us that objected to the fraudulent Electoral College votes for Joe Biden. They definitely want to wipe us out, but it's not just us in Congress. They're coming for the American people. With the attack yesterday on January 6th at the Capitol, and it's horrible, by the way. We condemn it. We were inside when it happened. It should have never happened. I don't care what your hat says or your shirt says or your flag says or who you voted for. You should not be attacking the Capitol and causing violence, acting like Antifa and radical Marxist BLM that burned cities, attacked police, and wreaked havoc all over the nation in this past year. But yeah, the Democrats would love and will and are going to call these people domestic terrorists so that they can hurt every part of their lives. And you know, one area that can really get hurt quickly, that's your Second Amendment rights. And so they want to tie Trump supporters into this Capitol attack, and they're targeting them. And they're going after gun groups today on Facebook. I've had several messages of people saying that their group pages on Facebook were really, they're just Second Amendment groups that organize to go against like state legislation and federal legislation that hurts their Second Amendment rights. But Facebook is taking these people down because that's what they want to do. They want to take away your gun rights. They want to take away your free speech. They're already doing that on social media. If you're a Trump supporter, if you're about America First or MAGA, Make America Great Again, if you are a patriot, if you love this country and the Constitution and the freedoms that we're given as Americans, you're a target by the Democrats now. And it's absolutely insane. And just imagine, Joe Biden gets inaugurated on the 20th.
No, well, you're right. He does. And again, when you look at the promises they made, the Democrats, they always deliver on their promises, unlike the Republicans. And you better believe they're gonna come after all of us. I do have two questions for you. One is about Liz Cheney and why the House Republicans would put a Democrat in charge of the House Republican conference. That's pretty shameful what she did, siding with the Dems yesterday and really betraying not just her fellow Republicans, but also her leadership position.
Oh, yeah. She betrayed everybody. I mean, when we had our Republican conference, she was the only one person running for the chair for the House Republican conference. That was the only person we had to vote for. So she is our chairwoman, but our chairwoman decided to basically give every talking point she possibly could, hand it over to the Democrats in their impeachment witch hunt yesterday, So they, I mean, they used her like a pound of flesh dangling over a pit of crocodiles, and they gobbled it all up. I mean, her name was thrown left and right, and look what she did to not only just our Republican conference, look at what she did to President Trump, look at what she did to Republican voters and donors across this country. And she calls herself the chairwoman of the House Republican Conference. No, this is why absolutely, literally the next morning I tweeted out that she needs to step down as chairwoman. And I'm so glad to be joined by many strong conservative Republicans in my conference, like Andy Biggs and Matt Rosendale and others. And we're formed, and Jim Jordan definitely is going to lead that effort. But we're going to work very hard to remove her as chairwoman, because she's not representing Republicans when she's standing over there on the Democrat side impeaching President Trump.
Well said. And finally, you made a bit of news a little while ago by announcing that you would be pushing to impeach Joe Biden after the inauguration.
Yes, and I'm very proud to say that. On behalf of Americans, behalf of Republican voters that feel like no one ever listens to them. You know, Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, she has not only crossed the line, she ran across it, and they lowered the bar basically to the floor on what impeachment is. So I am very proudly introducing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden January 21st on grounds of abuse of power, because when he was Vice President of the United States, he used that position and threatened Ukraine to withhold $1 billion in foreign aid to them just so Hunter Biden could get his business deals with a Ukrainian gas company. You know, the Biden crime family is all about energy companies, and they've shown that it hasn't been reported enough with Hunter Biden's laptop and their new Biden family interest in Chinese energy companies. So we cannot have a man sitting in the most powerful seat of our country, most powerful seat in the world, who is so easily bought and will sell out just so his son Hunter can get a nice fat check in his pocket. And, you know, it's high time Republicans stand up and fight back, and I'm very glad to lead that effort.
Well said. Congresswoman, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you again for the great work you're doing for the American people and your constituents back in the state of Georgia.
Thank you, Todd. I really appreciate you, and I hope your eye gets feeling all better.
You're very kind. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. And in my defense, I have a giant monitor over here, and I'm able to tell who's on the line. And Grace Baker, I had no idea she was already on the line. I couldn't see it. Otherwise, I never would have done that.
Oh, no. You need a seeing eye dog. You're telling the story when we get back.
I've got to finish the seeing eye dog story. There's actually something that happened last night, and you're going to get a kick out of that. Folks, got to take a break here. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, A, that Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, has to go. And number two, that what are you laughing at, Grace? Grace Baker starts laughing every time I say that. Come on, Grace. And number two, she is going to file impeachment charges against Joe Biden. What do you have to say about that, folks? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Grace, did you get the email I just sent you?
And I'm sitting here like, what am I watching?
So last night, I'm tying up the story. Man, I just completely screwed up this entire half hour of radio.
Nah.
I'm working with one eye, and you know, I don't see well out of the left eye anyway, because I'm a right winger. but anyway, so we were talking about seeing eye dogs. So a lot of people ask me, Todd, how do you unwind? I mean, you're covering news, politics, you know, from sun up to sundown.
It can get very depressing.
It can get depressing. So I watch the Andy Griffith Show. Any of you folks out there watch the Andy Griffith Show?
I know what that is. I've watched it.
It's a great show.
It is a very funny show.
I'll watch Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
You know, I've got all the, and so I, for Christmas, I got the all of the episodes for all the seasons of both of those shows. And I'm a big fan of Blue Bloods. But sometimes I don't want to watch TV. And there's a Facebook page I like to check out. It's called The Dodo.
Yep.
Have you heard of this?
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's amazing. It's kind of like our good friend, the goat lady down in Florida.
It's all kinds of animals.
And it's got great little animal stories. And you got the deer, and you got the, there's always a story about a bear that's got its head stuck in something. And, the humans are, it's just great stuff. So anyway, last night, and I sent you the video.
I'm watching it right now as
we're
talking.
It's about a blind cat. And the humans who own the cat, and again, I'm not a big animal person. So if I say owner, I don't know if you're allowed to say that you own a cat anymore. But your purse, whatever.
What?
And, people get upset about that stuff.
Okay, whatever.
So anyway, the story goes, they have a blind cat, a little kitten, a blind kitten, and they've got a dog. And so apparently, the dog is teaching the cat how to be a dog. And the human, you got to watch this video. It's amazing. We'll post it on the live show blog.
Yes.
But the human the was very concerned because she wanted her cat to grow up as a cat and not as a dog. And so they went out there and they bought a cat who could see, and it was a seeing eye cat.
What in the world?
I don't know. It's,
people say, oh, I need to get a little buddy for my dog. And so they get another dog. This is kind of like that, I guess.
I think so.
I never heard of it for a cat, though.
Yeah. So apparently they've got a seeing eye cat. And I didn't, it
the
seems to me
you know.
That would, I don't think cats have the temperament needed to be like a seeing eye cat.
Cats are very independent and like to keep to themselves.
They hate people.
Honestly,
they're not very pleasant. I mean, the only time they purr and they, it's when they want something. They're not out there doing something for you. Like if you're about to dart out into traffic, I think the CNI cat would just sit there and laugh.
Probably. And lick its paws,
And the and the dog would like, no, don't bow wow, woof woof, he would
charge
do
out
things.
There.
Right, exactly. The dog would physically stop you. The cat would shove you with the paw.
Probably.
And then just like Garfield,
Yeah, it's a good representation.
I mean, I'm just not a cat person. But
yeah, they're fine. I just don't want to own one. I'm good.
You know who else wasn't a cat person? We can't say the name, but you and I know somebody who used to hate cats.
Oh,
back
yeah.
in the day. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
We're breaking a big rule, Radio 101 rule. You're not supposed to, have an inside joke that the rest
nobody
of the...
else gets it, yeah.
Yeah, but this has to stay between us. We can't. But they didn't like cats.
No.
Not at all.
They're cute. Their dogs have a better, loyal.
No, I love dogs. That's what I'm trying to say. I think
that's
the dog.
I want to get a dog. Yeah,
exactly. Or maybe a little deer,
A little deer.
They got some great deer videos. The
oh,
dodo.
TikTok.
You got to check it. That's what I do. Deer. Unwind. It's we're not at the end of the world, because we got a little, bear cub or something. I don't know. All right. Hey, we're going to the phones. I'm sorry. We're going to get back on track. I promise. This is the Time Starter Show. So, now the staff has gotten that. There's nothing has been accomplished in the commercial break. We've all been watching the Dodo videos.
That was the most unproductive 5 minutes of work ever that I've had.
The phones are ringing off. Grace is normally very efficient. It's like, all right, hold on a second. We'll get to you.
Don't tell
Todd Stern Show. Hang on a second.
I'm watching the dog video. Hold on.
It's some great videos, though.
It is some great
videos. Did you see the skunk one?
Oh, that one was kind of weird.
So, weird lady rescues, she pulls us a skunk rescue, and so now, the skunk has become a family pet.
I appreciate the fact that she rescued the skunk, sure, but then you go, bring it to a wildlife center or something.
Yeah,
I
just don't
know.
Anyway, all right.
She has to have a lot of Febreze in her home.
Got to. Gotta have the Febreze. Thank you, Grace Baker. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, let's get to the phones. We've got to try to get the show back on track here. But can we be honest, ladies and gentlemen? We've been through like hell and back over the past, I don't know, what, year? So it's kind of nice that we can, you know, focus on something a little different. That's all I'm saying. So, did you want to say something else, Grace? All right, good. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Harold in Arkansas, welcome to the program, sir. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call, sir. You are a great American, and I'm a longtime listener and a first-time caller. And I just wanted to let you know that I, along with at least 74 million more Americans, will be voting for Donald Trump in 2024. And he is the greatest president in the history of this country. He has kept all of his promises, even though he's had to fight for every bit of it. And I just want to say that I appreciate you and all the other people that stand up for him.
Harold, I would vote for the guy again. I got to be honest with you. I don't think he's done anything wrong. He'd get my vote again.
Well, he's got mine, and I guarantee you he's got a lot more. So hopefully this next 4 years will go by quickly, and we'll get him back in office and make America great again.
Harold, I like the way you think. Thank you for calling in. Terrific first-time caller. And give us a holler back one of these days. All right, let's go to Chuck in Jonesboro, Arkansas, just across the mighty Mississippi from us. Hi, Chuck. What's happening? Oh, I don't think we have Chuck. So let's go to Kevin in Oklahoma. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how you doing? You have a wonderful show, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
And Grace, she's a wonderful woman, and I just love talking to her briefly, but she told me before I got on to keep it clean. That's a shame when you have to tell people that, but I understand completely. But that dear lady, the congresswoman you just spoke with, we need to pray and ask God, and I know he will, to camp angels around that woman, because she is going to have a target on her back. If she even thinks of doing that, which I'm sure she will, and I'm proud that she has the courage to do it. But these people, well, I don't even know if I want to call them people. They're just, I mean, they're the Antichrist as far as I'm concerned. They are just absolutely want to destroy this country. And yes, I will definitely vote for Donald Trump. I mean, he is a wonderful man. Yeah, he's made his share of mistakes through the life, but don't we all? And none of us are perfect. The Bible says none of us are so righteous, not one. So, I mean, if we don't wake up and smell the coffee, see what's going down the road here, it's just horrible what's going to happen to this country in the next 4 years.
But yeah, you're right, Kevin. You're right, and you mentioned Kevin about Marjorie Taylor Greene having a target on her back. You know, they came after her even before the congressional election, and the media was wanting to destroy this woman, accusing her of being QAnon and whatever the heck that all. I just don't understand what that's about. But to your point, they know that she is going to be a very powerful member of Congress, and they want to neutralize that. That's what they want to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, let's all just pray, because God has got his hand on this country. I know he's not through with none of us. He always is molding us, and we just have to believe. We can't lose our faith that there's better days ahead. Yes, this is a dark time in history, and remember, Satan is on the loose, and he means business. He knows his end is near, and he's going to do everything he can to get as many as he can to go with him to where he's headed to. So, if we don't stay and keep the faith and know God is still on the throne, and his son, Jesus Christ, came to earth and gave his life for us, and we need to live for him. And that's the way it needs to be. And I just pray all Americans, all God-fearing Americans, stand and pray for this president, because as he exits, I just wonder what they're going to. Well, I don't have to really wonder. I just know that they're going to attack him. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to throw him in jail.
Oh, they're going to try.
Him.
Yeah, they're going to try.
It's sad. It's sad. But
all
keep
right.
The faith, and God bless you and your staff. Thank you,
Kevin.
So much.
Thank you for those. Thank you for those kind words. And Grace Baker, I don't know if you heard Kevin there. I'm not sure. what you said, but he said you're a wonderful woman, Grace Baker. So, no, you're not getting a raise. I'm just telling you, he's being very polite. He said he's very kind things about you. Let's go to Miss Janice. It's been ages since we've talked to her. Miss Janice from New Orleans. How are you? Happy New Year, Miss Janice.
Thank you. I wish you the same, Todd. And my heart goes out to you because I was telling Grace, who is a lovely lady, by the way, what happened to you happened to me a number of years ago. And they told me they knew that, you know, when they did what they did and everything with my eye, that I was going to lose a little sight in it. And I did. I mean, I see, but I mean, the reason I see the way I do is because my left eye is okay. But when I put my hand over my left eye, it's a little blurry on the right eye. So I don't think that's going to happen to you because I think you caught yours, you know, right away and everything. So I think you're going to be okay. But I know that it's not an easy situation to deal with a detached retina. Now, when it comes down to the president, people have to see reality here. And this is how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it from a real situation. We only have a few days to go, so maybe, just maybe, they won't be able to finish the process to impeach him, okay? Which would mean that he could come back in four more years. But here's the thing that people are not thinking about. These people are rotten people. I just had somebody I know the other day treat me like an animal and attack me verbally.
What?
Yes. Here's the deal. I sent somebody I went to school with, high school, a link the other day to what Trump was saying. You remember when he was at the border and he was talking with the immigration guys, the border agents, border patrol and everything?
Oh, yes.
And he did his little thing. Okay, I thought it was good. Okay, now I know. This woman is Democrat, and she ended up telling me after I talked to her, and I thought, Todd, I can't tell you. I tried and tried to tell her what they were going to do and talk sense to her. Well, it didn't do any good. I mean, you can't fix stupid. And that's not just an expression. It's a fact. Because she admitted to me after the election that she voted for Biden. Okay.
Yes. So, can't fix stupid.
Yeah. I sent her the other day a link to that speech he did at the border. She sent me back an email telling me, in essence, she was telling me to leave her alone. She wouldn't be surprised if I wasn't in on the coup, which I had to laugh at. And she was saying all kinds of horrible things to me. Just leave her alone and go follow my coup, Republicans. And she was being vicious and vile. So I'm finished with her. She wants me to leave her alone. I'll gladly leave her alone. I took her phone number out of my phone. I got rid of, you know, I blocked her on Facebook. I've done it all. Oh. She's a done deal with me. But here's the deal. These people are rotten, and she proved to me how rotten she was, although I suspected it. But here's what people are not thinking. Okay, let's suppose he doesn't get impeached right now. He comes back in 4 years. He wins. They will do everything in their power to impeach him then.
Oh, so no doubt about it.
This isn't going to be a done situation here, people. Oh, yeah, he can come back and we can vote for him. But once he would win, then they will start working him over with anything and everything they possibly can, and they could possibly get him out then. So this is not over with. These people are really showing themselves what they've always been. They've always
been
no good.
That's a good point. Oh, of course.
They have always been. So anyway, I thank you for your time, Todd, and I'll be keeping you in my prayers and thinking of you. And like I said, I've been there. I know what it's like with the eye. It's, you know.
Well, it's no, very unpleasant. However,
it's no fun.
You know, Janice, I have to wear the big sunglasses. You know the kind I'm talking about.
And so
I'm at the drugstore, and they have the lovely young lady in front of the counter, and I said, so what do you think about my new sunglasses? And she says, I've seen worse. I've seen worse. Hey,
yeah,
Miss Janice.
I know what you're talking about.
I got a question for you. Mardi Gras right around the corner. Are you doing the king cake and all that kind of stuff? You getting ready for Mardi Gras?
No, I don't participate in it for many reasons. I don't think they're having it this year because of COVID, but I've given up Mardi Gras. I went as a child with my family. I always wanted to go to Mardi Gras. And then when I became an adult, okay, I went some.
You got some beads, didn't you, Janice? You got some beads.
But today, with crime and things in this town, I'm going to be honest to you. The guns, the bullets can fly. The bad guys can get out there, and then they start fighting with one another. That happened one year. A woman was at a parade, and she had her child with her, and the child was killed.
Now,
it would be too dangerous, not to mention the weather. It's very cold here. And I'm not putting myself out there for a cheap pair of beads that I can go buy at Walmart, and I don't even want to do that.
All right. Well, there you go. I'd still like to share a king cake with you at least. So.
Well, that's nice. Todd, there's only one thing. There's only a few things I want on Mardi Gras Day. I want my pillow. I want my husband. I want my bathroom, for obvious reasons. And I want my hot dogs. And that's what I want on Mardi Gras Day. And I turn you on and listen to you. I don't even watch it on TV. I'm tired of it. It's the same old thing every year, every year, every year.
Hey, Miss Janice. Miss Janice, Grace wants to say something.
You're missing one thing, Miss Janice, your rubber gloves.
Yeah, well, if I was going out somewhere,
No. You told me every woman needs a pair of rubber gloves when she's cleaning
the dishes.
Oh, this
was the marriage advice. I remember that.
I know it's kind of an inside joke, but...
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know.
It's
when
all right, Miss Janice.
I forgot.
Look, it's Thursday. It's Thursday. Miss Janice.
Is that throwback Thursday or throw up Thursday? When I think of Democrats, I want to throw up.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right, Miss Janice, I'm coming down to New Orleans very soon, and we will be in touch. We're going to have some food together. All right, we'll make Grace, you threw her for a loop. So what was she saying about the beads? So she doesn't do the beads. You know what you got to do? I mean, if you want to get the beads, you got to do some really inappropriate things. I'm just telling you. I got some beads, but I didn't have to do inappropriate. I think they asked me not to do the inappropriate things, and I got the beads. Almost got hit by what? What? I'm just trying to. It's Mardi Gras is not a family-friendly event. I'm just telling you. Almost got hit by a coconut. I was at the Zulu parade. Oh my God! The crew—it's the Zulu crew of Zulu is—and they throw the—it's a very cherished thing. They give you the coconut. They throw the coconuts at you. It's Mardi Gras. All right, we'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, I mean, let's be honest. We don't know what's going to happen over the next 4 years. We do know that it's going to be pretty bad. And I've been sketching out some of the things that, you know, we want to do on this radio program. And we've made a commitment. We're going to be your voice out there. And we're not going anywhere. We're rock-solid conservative. We're pretty happy with what we do here. And we're going to keep doing that for you. And we're not going to back away from the fight. But I got to tell you, every now and again, it's nice to sit back and, talk about, Mardi Gras and maybe, skunks, bears with like little things on their heads. And what are you laughing? Grace, you look like you're in pain.
Just the way you're describing it's amusing me. That's all.
I'm just saying, by the way, you're in trouble.
I know.
Big trouble. You know who called? Carlotta. Carlotta from Rhode Island. And, you know, I secretly think, I've never seen Carlotta and Miss Janice in the same place at the same time. And I'm wondering.
Yeah,
I wonder if they're one in the same.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Miss Janice, I got confused, thought she gave me the marriage advice of you need to have rubber gloves when you're washing dishes to protect your hands. But that was actually Miss Carlotta from Rhode Island. So.
And Miss Carlotta called to let you know.
She did. Hey, I would have too.
Well, you
give credit
absolutely.
Where credit is due.
You got it. That's right. You got it. That's right. Did you send her a thank you card, after, when you got back from the honeymoon? And
I still need to go buy some gloves.
Well, there you go.
It reminded me today. I was like, oh, I need to go do that.
How many months have you guys been married now?
Just over two.
Wow. All right. Things going well?
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Very good. Take it one day at a time, as they say.
Yes.
But all that to say, folks, we're going to take it one day at a time here, and we're going to kick back, and one day if we want to talk about, I don't know, the Andy Griffith Show or Blue Bloods, we're going to do it because, you know, we can have fun. We can kick back. Hey, let's go to the phones real quick. Eric on the line from Arkansas. Hey, Eric, what's going on, sir?
Oh, not much. Enjoying a beautiful afternoon out here in central Arkansas.
Isn't it nice out there? Yes, it is.
I've been all over social media lately, and I know people are worrying about what's going to take place over next week, next couple months, whatever. But I just wanted to remind everybody that it doesn't matter who is our elected leader of the country. Everybody just needs to remember that God wins. If you remember that and hold it close to your heart, there's nothing can stop you. So.
Eric, I think, you know what? What a great way to end today's program with such a great word of encouragement and truth. And you're absolutely right. God is still in control, folks. You don't have to worry about anything. It's going to get bumpy. No doubt about that. I mean, you get what you vote for. Or in this case, you get what you didn't vote for. But we still got it. And we got to deal with it. And maybe in 4 years, we'll be able to purge it out of the American bloodstream. So, but we've got to buckle up. But you got to remember, you got to have hope. And if you don't have hope, you got nothing. And if nothing else, we want this show to be a show about hope. And we're going to have a lot of fun coming up this year. Eric, thanks for the call. We've got a brand new book coming out. We're going to be doing a book tour. We're going to be out in your communities, in your towns. And we love getting out there. Might even try to bring Grace along. And, you know, Avery wants to drive. So I guess we're going to let him do that. But all you folks like in Little Rock, Moorhead City, San Antonio, Texas. Yeah, Memphis, too. Yeah, we're doing some big book events. We're going to tell you more about that in the coming weeks. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out of here. Been a lot of fun today. Hey, ToddStearns.com. We're hoping to get the live stream back up tomorrow if Facebook allows us, but fingers crossed. Get out there. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.